Where were you when you heard the big news on Saturday, and kind of, what were your first thoughts?
Yeah, I was driving to Wilmington, Delaware, actually, because my son had a soccer game, and he and I were in the car. He's 16 years old, and so he actually told me, because he obviously was able to watch his phone and get the information. And it was, one of elation. It was also a good moment for me to share with my son. He was pretty excited as well. He's known of Senator Harris. My kids have met her before, when she was our commencement speaker, and so they are big, fans of her. So it was unusual to have the VP so known to us, and then seeing my son react so positively as well. It was a special moment.
Awesome. And what do you think this means for the university and for the nation?
I think it means at first for the nation, I think it means a lot for the nation. They are getting a highly intelligent, very charismatic, very meticulous, hardworking leader. And I think that we should all be proud, regardless of our politics, about that. We're getting somebody very, very capable and competent. For the university in particular, it's further affirmation of the excellence that we produce. Our grads have been doing extremely well, and I tell people, while all of them don't make the front page of the news or make the headlines, the reality is that every day they're out working in their communities to make their communities better, fulfilling our motto of truth and service. And she obviously is the epitome of that and the embodiment of it. But our grads are doing that all the time. So it means for our university that people will once again get an opportunity to see that on an even larger scale.
And it marks a lot of firsts. I mean, there are a lot of firsts that come with her appointment here. And so what does that mean? Do you think that the message that that means for your student body and for your kids?
Yeah, as I wrote in my letter, I felt like she has taken a Howard hammer and took a big whack at the glass ceilings that you're mentioning that make her the first. And as a result, I think she's going to hit it so hard that the pieces are going to be too small to be put back together. And so that means for those coming behind her, she has now paved the way and completely removed the barrier in a very meaningful manner. And so I think it's extremely important for them to follow her carefully, follow how hard she has worked, how meticulous she has been about her progress, and also how resilient she has been as well. And so I think it means a lot for the young people. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and I know that she certainly this morning feels that there are way more possibilities for her in the future.
Absolutely. And I saw a neat tweet from the Howard University College Democrats that said, let it be known this day, you don't need a Harvard, Yale, Princeton, or Brown degree to be successful. And you know that that's not belittling Howard University at all, but it just puts you on the level up there. What does that mean for you guys?
It's important. And I think it's still, when you examine that, I mean, if you look at our Supreme Court justices, the vast majority have come from Harvard and Yale, just two schools in the country. Two excellent schools, don't get me wrong. But I think our leadership has to start really being a mirror image of the vast nature of our country and where that intellectual power can come from. And so I think it's extremely important that students see themselves as having that opportunity. I think we provide an excellent education, and we have. And we must be reminded that before her, we had Thurgood Marshall, who was the first African American Supreme Court justice. We had Senator Edward Brooke from Massachusetts, who was the first popularly elected African American senator post Reconstruction. So Howard is, I think, has throughout its history really produced excellence in its grads, and now we're seeing the full embodiment of that at the very highest level in the White House. And so we will continue to do that. And hopefully students will continue to be inspired by that as well.
Yes. And what does it mean for the historically Black college here and for where we are right now in the nation with this, you know, all the protests and things that have been going on the last few months? What does this mean to have a, you know, African-American president, vice president?
You know, both practically and figuratively, we've been in a position of not being able to breathe. And I think that today we can take a deep breath. It doesn't mean that some of the restraints that are put on African Americans because of the system of prejudice and system of bias are totally removed. But we've seen certainly today we've put a major dent in it. And I think that that's important. So I think it means that we can all take a deep breath. I think historically Black colleges and universities disproportionately have fed our industries and systems with African-Americans. And today I think all of them can sing in one chorus and hail the fact that that excellence has been produced on a significant scale. This obviously is on a different level, but I hope people will stop and recognize that when you look at the congressmen and women, you look at judges in the system, you look at where people get STEM PhDs and where they go to undergrad, you look at where they come from when they go to medical school, et cetera, you'll continue to see HBCUs featuring prominently as it pertains to African-Americans among those ranks. And so this certainly is yet another step in the right direction.
And what's next? What do you hope people kind of get out of her election? And also, you know, what should students at your university and alum be kind of watching these next 4 years?
Yeah, I hope what we will watch is we'll pay probably less and less attention to her gender and her ethnicity. And we'll pay more and more attention to her intellect, her charisma, her poise, and her problem-solving ability. And I think that that really, I hope, will end up being what we all as a nation celebrate. And certainly that's what I want my alum and students ultimately to focus in on when it comes to Vice President-elect Harris.
And you touched on a little bit, but, you know, Howard's always in the news, but this is a big kind of push in the news for you guys. What do you kind of want to say to people who are paying attention to the university right now with this election?
You know, I think Howard has always been a good place to be and a good place to invest in. So when you have people like Chadwick Boseman and Vernon Jordan and Vice President-elect Harris, all who can attend the same university and rise to such excellence and prominence, I think it says a lot about who we are. And what I'd like to tell people is it's a great place to get an education. It's also a great place to invest in for young people, predominantly African-American students. And if we do so, we certainly would make the nation that much better and that much stronger.
Fantastic. Anything I didn't ask that you'd like to add?
No, you covered it well. Covered all the questions.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and especially on a Sunday. I had to think about what day it was, but especially on a Sunday, I really appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure. Thanks for
taking it. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.